train, I'm certain, left the station just when it was due. I must have read the morning paper going into town. And having gotten through the editorial, no doubt I must have frowned. I must have made my desk around the quarter after nine, with letters to be read and heaps of papers waiting to be signed. I must have gone to lunch at 12:30 or so, the usual place, the usual bunch. And still on top of this, I'm pretty sure it must have rained the day before you came. I must have lit my 7th cigarette at 2:30. And at the time I never even noticed I was blue. I must have kept on dragging through the business of the day without really knowing anything. I hid a part of me away. At 5 I must have left. There's no exception to the rule. A matter of routine. I've done it ever since I finished school. I must have read the evening paper then. Oh yes, I'm sure my life was well within its usual frame the day before you came. My front door at 8 o'clock or so, and stopped along the way to buy some Chinese food to go. I'm sure I had my dinner watching something on TV. There's not, I think, a single episode of Dallas that I didn't see. I must have gone around the quarter after 10. I need a lot of sleep, so I like to be in bed by then. I must have read a while the latest one by Barbara Corden, or something in that style. It's funny, but I have no sense of living without pain. Rattling on the roof, I must have heard the sound of rain the day before you came.